Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Kiss with your eyes closed or your eyes open?
What's the question?
Do you kiss with your eyes closed or your eyes open?
I close them. What, are you kidding me? Only a psycho keeps their eyes open.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, I close my eyes too then.
You kiss with your eyes open?
What are you looking at? I'm actually trying to remember if I kiss with my eyes open or not.
Yeah, you don't even know.
Yeah, it's true.
Poor John.
Well, I kiss him and stuff, but you know what? Usually he's going, oh, not with that stuff on your lips. No, no.
Oh, the lip gloss.
That lip gloss. It's like waxy. It's pretty girl stuff.
Oh, yeah, pretty girl.
Ding, ding, shame.
Still?
Oh, God. Shame. I love that. I mean, it's just, it keeps my lips so supple and smooth.
What's the point of keeping them supple and smooth if you're not kissing anybody?
Nah, what's the point of kissing anybody, really? You know,
I don't know. It's fun. It's hot.
It gets people all turned on. And
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Now I got to do stuff to you.
Right.
And by the way, it's a problem for other jobs that I have to do, too. So it's, you know.
What, no?
Not ideal. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm looking at these pictures of Keanu Reeves kissing his girlfriend, and his eyes are just wide open.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
It is weird.
You're telling me he turns down the other job when that stuff's on, too?
No, he just insists that, go wash it off.
Oh.
All right, fine. It's okay. Yeah. Leave it
on. I don't know why he's worried about my lip gloss getting on the clothes as we fold them, but, you know, got to get my jobs done, and I'm not allowed to have that stuff on.
Hmm.
Yeah, we did laundry yesterday. It was fun. It's a good time.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then you made out.
No, we didn't make out. But I'm looking at pictures of Keanu Reeves kissing with his eyes open. And I'm like, do you kiss with your eyes open or your eyes closed? And then I found out that you're a psycho if you do kiss with your eyes open.
I mean, maybe you're not a psycho. Maybe that's strong. But okay. I do feel like if I were to open my eyes like for a peek for a second and you were staring at me.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's a little weird?
Yes. Yeah.
Don't you think there's a moment where you're supposed to be lost in it a little bit, not just, you know, like looking at, I don't know.
Because when you're close up like that, a person looks like a cyclops. Like their eyes merge into one. But sometimes that's kind of funny, too.
It is?
Kind of. It's just, you know, when I close my eyes, I feel like I've broken some kind of connection. And so when I have my eyes, you know what I mean? Maybe that's why he's looking at her like that. I love his girlfriend, by the way. So I look up a picture of her. I'm like, oh, yeah, who's his girlfriend? Let me have a look at this. Why has he got his eyes open? So I'm looking at a picture of her, and she's...
The gray-haired lady,
yeah.
Right? Still the same lady?
Still the same lady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But so much younger than you think. Like, letting your hair go gray. It really ages you. Turns out you're right, Mom. She's like way younger than we are, Vin. She's only 54.
Way younger.
Get out of here.
Well, younger than you.
How dare you? Barely.
I got you a present, by the way. I'm hoping. I think I'll see you tomorrow in here for the staff meeting.
You so sure will.
I'm hoping to have that. I'm hoping to have it by tomorrow, but I might not.
You don't have
Thursday.
To.
No, I do. It's not too late. I already got it.
All right.
I ordered it. It's very special for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's an eye-open kiss, if that's what you're wondering.
I don't think that's
It's a
allowed.
Kiss, but it's eye-open kiss.
Okay. Well, anyway, I
soft
thank
kiss.
You. I'm sure
I'm gonna
I'll
kiss
like
you a little
it.
Softer. And can you kiss me slower and a little bit softer than you've been doing?
Is that with tongue or?
Oh, I don't, did his daughter ask for tongue? I feel like she's just
happening here.
You changed it to the daughter. I didn't realize he switched over to his daughter.
I switched over to the daughter.
Oh, my bad. I wasn't keeping
now,
up with
now, when your daughter's trying to kiss you, are her eyes open? I don't know. I'm just very interested in kissing Vinny right now, I guess.
I don't know because I she's...
Because your eyes were closed. I get it.
No. Yeah. Oh, my God. She doesn't even know what she's doing. She's a kid. She's a child. And she hasn't done that in a long time. I made it very clear.
What did you say exactly?
No means no.
Yeah, no means no is right.
Oh, you got to make a joke as I put my car. I have to wear this to lunch today. I'll be spitting coffee all over.
You have a lunch today?
With human.
Tell us everything.
There's not that much to tell. Bryn and I, you know, I've been getting emails from him because he's planning this huge birthday.
Yeah.
He's doing a destination birthday
party. Extravagant.
His birthday's in November.
Yeah, but he's he wants everyone to fly to Fiji for it. So, remember when Franti was on last week and he was talking about, like, I think Sarah, his wife Sarah, they're very close,
yeah, they're
her
very close,
and Human. And I think she's, like,
he's got that Persian connection.
Right. Yeah. He can't just do it in Bali. He's got to do it in Fiji. He has to be, maybe he's a big Survivor fan.
Yeah, well, you are. Maybe you should go, Sarah.
It takes a whole over a day to get to
this
Fiji.
This is what I told you guys when I was looking into a surf trip.
Yeah.
Fiji's not, it's not just a whole day. It's a whole day of flying to land in a place where you've got to spend the night to get on a boat. Now, that I don't know that he's going surfing, so, in fact, right. I know he's not going
surfing.
He's probably
going to the most accessible place that you can get to,
right,
on Fiji.
But for us, we would have to, and then you spend the night, you get up in the morning, you get on a boat, which takes you to the next loc. It's a whole right. freaking thing. Before you even get there, you've lost 2 days.
Right. And then and you're going to lose them again on the way back, too.
Right. Did I tell you he had a surf phase?
What? Ben?
You did tell me both of you were surfing for a minute there.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
He was going to Santa Cruz to surf. And he had, like, a surf lesson every day for a while. I was like, dude.
Well, maybe he's trying to maybe get back he to is going on a surf safari
maybe. You know,
for his birthday.
It's one of those things that it can, it's catching. If you catch it and you go like, oh, man, you get a little bit of juice from one wave yeah. and you're like, oh, that's it. I get it now.
Yeah.
The speed and the power yeah. behind you.
I can definitely
like
see that.
There's definitely a thing that catches you and then suddenly you're like, I have to get good at this.
Yeah.
Then you just keep pursuing
and
it.
You and just keep wiping out.
And then, yeah, well, and then
and
there's a
no
point.
Age limit. Like, you can go on smaller waves and be an older
right, yeah.
person.
Absolutely. But you also have, and this is something, I hate to bring up golf for a second, Dave, but it's like that where people I've pursued it my whole life.
Yeah.
And there are times where you're like, I'm never going to get good enough at this.
Right.
I'll never make myself happy
right.
at this. Because I'll always be like, I could have done. Oh,
I know. You have to, but that's the thing about golf. Like, I think, because John is just on about golf all the time now. It's all we talk about at the house. And he's always been that guy who has a couple clubs just leaned up against the back porch side. And I can see the flash of a golf club. He's always out there chipping around the backyard and practicing his swing and replacing divots and. Yeah, he's just
replacing divots in your yard.
Well, occasionally, yes, but he does try to be careful. I'm like, can you please stop doing that? Like, let's get a piece of fake grass.
Sarah, I'm going pro. Back off.
Well, it's funny because he's like, he goes, you know, when I don't play with people for a while, or like I'll play with a different group, people are always like, wow, you've really improved. And he goes, and then by the end, I'm just falling apart again.
And that's what I'm getting at is there's definitely, I think even some of the best pros
sure.
at golf or surfing will say, I was terrible today.
Right.
Nothing
even though
went
they would
my
beat
way.
Anyone else
right.
on earth.
Right.
They just,
exactly.
you know, didn't have their.
Anyway,
have
I hope that he has a great time. And I, you know, that's something, it can be an absolute soul cleanse if it goes well for you on any given day. You really can leave the water
I'll ask
feeling
him
like
if that's what he's
$1 million.
Right. I know. So I brought that up, that he's going to have his birthday in Fiji, because I've been getting a bunch of emails from him, and there's these like planning parties and these pre-parties. Like,
oh, yeah, these Zoom meetings.
Yeah, Zoom meetings about his birthday party and the things you have to do and the, I don't know, inoculations you have to get. It's elaborate. And neither one of us is going to it. But because we're under this barrage of emails, we're like, you know, I love Ooman. I mean, we worked side by side for over 20 years. I love that guy.
It's been strange to see the fallout, actually.
Well, you know, I think that part of my problem with the whole thing was that I just don't want to talk about politics. And I so it was off-putting when he suddenly became this, like, super, like, all these people around me. I mean, he's not the only one. So many people are so political now. It's all they want to talk about. And so I said, listen, I miss you. I love you. And if we can not talk about politics, let's try and put our, you know, get our friendship back on track. This is,
oh, that's good.
After 20 plus, that guy was with me through thick and thin, through like really, really dark times for me personally. I feel like a little time's gone by and I'm in a place where I miss him. And Bryn, I don't know what your deal is with him, but it was just.
Oh, yeah, we're cool. I have kids, young kids, and I'm busy. So we just haven't talked to him. That's all.
No, he's still doing. I still see his posts on Facebook and I like him. And I like Ooman. I actually always have liked Ooman. I didn't enjoy that phase where he wouldn't work, you know, but where he'd come in and sit. Have breakfast and be like, what?
My back hurts. I'm gonna do some stretching.
Okay.
My favorite when he was on the ground. He was like, talk to him, and he'd be down here.
He pulled the mic down. Right. I'm laying on the ground. Like, oh my God, we're so sorry to like interrupt your,
that was hilarious.
Your pain management routine.
What kind of job is this, man?
Anyway,
hilarious.
I like him, but I still see his posts, and he is still. Like going on extravagant trips.
Oh, yeah.
And still go have.
No,
like,
he's
you know,
not right.
Look at this view. And you can't help but go, whatever he's doing, he's got it figured out, because I don't have the dough or the time to go do that crap.
No. Well,
good for him.
He's just, yeah, I'll query him about some of that. I want to find out about the surfing thing. I'd kind of forgotten about that. I knew that you had been doing some surfing, Bryn, but I don't know if I knew that Ooman was.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to Fiji for that, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we'll talk to him. So anyway, he wants to go to Kokari, and I haven't been to Kokari in a while.
Yeah.
I love that place. I'm like, yes, get us
our old stomping grounds.
Yeah. I would say for the Fiji trip, and I'm not trying to talk him out of it, but there are beautiful sunsets way closer to here.
No, it's already like, set in stone. Ben.
If you're not surfing, I don't know what you're doing there. That's
I'm looking
great.
I'm looking at sand and ocean and sky and palm trees. They don't have these things in Florida or anything. Couldn't go to Key West for this.
Right. Well, anyway, good for you guys. I hope that's at least the lunch is going to be delicious. You know that.
Yes, that is for sure. Hello,
and you'll get
Kokari.
A good seat.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully we'll be in that front window. I love that. That's a nice place to sit.
Wonderful. How did we get from you kissing people with your eyes wide open?
I didn't say that. I just was trying think if I would do that or not, because I was looking at Keanu Reeves with his eyes just like.
And then you're going to make really out open. With Vinny tomorrow, right?
When is
well,
the last?
Well, if he kissed
me
softer, I don't like these hard pecks that he gives me.
Well, my God.
Want to come in slow. And
when is the last time you made out with your husband? And I'm just curious if that's something that even still happens in your relationship.
Well, I mean, we definitely kiss deeply during certain times and things.
You do?
Yeah. And one of the things I enjoy is like when we're all like soapy and in the shower together and that's fun. Like a deep sloppy kiss and you know, and you're all naked and slippery. That's super fun. But yeah, I mean, laying around making out, that literally never happens anymore.
Well,
I remember being 15 years old and making out with whoever.
Well, yeah.
And
yeah.
It was, I was like, I'm never going to not want to do this.
Well, that was everything.
Like, this was everything. Yeah. Right. And I was just a virgin and just this whole new experience. Just like, wow. Wow. So hot. Oh my God. I love making out so much.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And but then, it's still like, weirdly, pretty great. That's what I'm. Yeah, it's still pretty great.
Like kissing,
I'm not saying laying around and just making out, but I mean, in the throes, I would like to think that you still have some passion.
Depends if I have the lipstick on or not.
No, for crying out loud.
Wants to. Some pecking anyway, you know.
Pecking.
A little, like, biting.
What?
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 Like, biting?
Oh, you never, just love bites, you know?
Biting where?
Like, shoulders, neck, ears.
Oh, okay.
Cheekbones.
Were you
lips.
Army Hammer?
No, I'm not eating. I said biting, nibbling. Let's call it nibbling. Just like a little tooth action. Just like, let's see how firm that muscle is. Not drawing blood or anything.
Not leaving a mark.
Yeah. And not when you're soapy, because I don't want any soap in my
mouth.
Yuck. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, everyone, good morning.
Yes, happy Tuesday.
Hello.
Is it going to be a nice day, Vin? Because yesterday was freaking gorgeous.
It did turn out really well,
really,
didn't it?
Really well. I'm glad you got a good one, too.
Well, first and foremost, the most important thing for you all to know today is you need to be in front of your TV. Well, not you, Sarah, because somehow you can go to bed at 6 p.m. and be asleep until your alarm goes off.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's possible. But anyway, the Warriors play tonight. Yes. It's at SAC. It's on TNT. That's the channel.
Yep.
TNT.
What time?
7 p.m.
Oh, Jesus, that's late. That's really late.
And imagine you live on the East Coast.
Forget it. Well, they're used to it, though. All their things are so late. Monday Night Football goes till midnight every week.
I know. But it's just, that is ridiculous. For a game, so their time, that game starts at 10?
Yeah.
How long does
a basketball game take? Over 2 hours.
Yeah.
About 3 hours, I think.
Yeah, I mean
they milk it. You know, you've got commercial breaks, as usual. But those contracts are huge.
Mm.
So, you know.
The longer that game is, the more money there is to be made.
That's what they need. Yeah. They got to make that money to pay those people.
Well, Warriors. So one and done on this, huh?
They got to win.
Yep.
So that's your big deal for tonight. And I will give you a full weather report when we take to the mics for news.
All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. We'll take a quick break and be right back after. Oh, it's Benson Boone. We have his tickets.
That's right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.